الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had discussed the importance of a person inculcating within himself the attribute of ikhlas, purity of intention, that every action, every statement, every movement of a person is done purely, exclusively for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to secure the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moving on, the next attribute, the next characteristic that forms the basis of good akhlaq, good character, is that which is known as sidq. Sidq, very loosely, is translated into English as truthfulness. But if we explore the meaning of sidq and its true purport, then a more apt and perhaps a more easily understood translation for a person who is sadiq, who has this attribute, this characteristic of sidq, is that we would term or label such a person as a genuine person. Not just is he truthful, but he is a genuine person. As we say in today's time, this person is genuine. What you see is what you get. There's no ulterior motive to his actions, to his words. He is absolutely honest, absolutely truthful. And ulama have explained the importance of this attribute, this characteristic, is that the tawfiq and the ability that a person gets to do good a'mal, to carry out acts of righteousness, of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is directly proportionate to the level of sidq within a person. And this is derived from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. That sidq, truthfulness, genuineness, leads a person on to righteousness. As much as a person will be truthful in his speech, in his actions, in his promises, this will spur a person on. This will become the catalyst for a person carrying out good deeds, deeds of righteousness. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes on further to say, وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That these acts of righteousness that a person will do as a result of his truthfulness, these acts of righteousness will eventually lead a person to the gardens of Jannah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says on the converse, وَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ. That if a person does not have the attribute of sidq, he is untruthful, he is not a genuine person, then this will lead him on to transgression. وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورَ يَهْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. And transgression will eventually take a person to the fire of Jahannam. So from this we can gauge and understand the importance of sidq, of being truthful, of being genuine. The famous incident has been mentioned of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah. As a young boy, he grew up in Iran, and at that time the seat of learning and knowledge was in Baghdad, in Iraq. So he, in his quest for knowledge, he set off for Baghdad. He took permission from his mother, and before bidding him farewell, she gave him 40 dinars, 40 gold coins, and she took these gold coins and sewed it into the inner portion of his coat. So it was concealed, it was hidden, and the intention was that he would use these funds in his journey and his quest for knowledge. Nevertheless, he sets off for Baghdad, and en route, the caravan is accosted by a group of robbers. Highway robbery in that time was very common. And as they go through the caravan, one person comes to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah. He's still a young boy at that time. And the person asks him, that, do you have anything of value? So without any hesitation, he says, yes, I have 40 gold coins with me, but you will not find it in my pocket. It has been sewn into the inner sleeve of, or inner portion of my coat. So this robber is taken aback. He is surprised that if you chose to conceal this, perhaps we would never have found it. So he takes this young boy, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, to the leader of those robbers. And he presents the entire case before him that this young boy spoke the truth. The chief, the leader at that time, was so affected and so taken aback by the truthfulness of this youngster. It is mentioned immediately he made tawbah. He instructed his entire group of robbers to also make tawbah. And not only that, he then took it upon himself to accompany Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah and to stay with him and learn from him. Just on one act of truthfulness, speaking the truth, even though in the short term it would have caused some loss to him. Many a times we find, my dear brothers, that speaking the truth in the short term may cause some loss, some harm to myself. I stand to lose if I speak the truth. Ulama explain, if only we understood the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that by virtue of me speaking the truth in the long term, the barakat, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will attract, I will never be able to find this anywhere else. Although temporarily there may be some setback, some loss. That is why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, قُلِ الْحَقَّ وَإِنْ كَانَ مُرًّا. Speak the truth, even though it may be a bitter pill to swallow. But in the long term, there will definitely barakat, blessings, and goodness that will come to you. Many a times we find, unfortunately, not only is this attribute of sidq in short supply in today's time, but we tend to romanticize and glamorize the very opposite of this. A person is untruthful, he is a liar, he is a cheat, he is a fraud. And what title do we give to him? This person is a shrewd businessman. He can move stock like nobody else can. But it is all done on the back of lies, of being untruthful. He is not a genuine person. So not only do we find this quality in short supply, but unfortunately we have taken the very opposite and regarded this to be some attribute of goodness, of perfection, as though this will benefit a person in this worldly life. As we mentioned, the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, a person gives sadaqah, then although outwardly it decreases his wealth, but in reality there is an increase. And a person indulges in riba, outwardly there's an increase, but it will cause a decrease in barakah. In the very same way, when it comes to being truthful, outwardly there may be some short-term loss, but eventually, in the long term, definitely, there will be benefit and goodness for a person. And a very simple solution Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us in the Quran Sharif, if a person wants to inculcate this attribute, characteristic within himself, then it is a tried and tested system. Whenever a person wants to develop any characteristic, one is he can go about doing it on his own, but the tried and tested system is to keep the company of those who have that attribute. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah. Allah says, O people of iman, have taqwa, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'a sadiqeen, and attach yourself to those who are sadiq, those who are genuine. In their iman, they are genuine. In their promises, they are genuine. In their actions, they are genuine. They are absolutely truthful. As we say, what you see is what you get. If you will attach yourself to them, become part of their inner circle, spend time with them, very quickly this attribute of sidq will also develop within yourself, whether it is a white lie or whether it is a serious, whether it is for something major or minor. But a person will continue to make this effort. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, إن الرجل لا يصدق حتى يكون صديقا. A person continues to make an effort to speak the truth, to be truthful, to be genuine. Eventually he will become a siddiq in the eyes of Allah, a genuine and truthful person in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.